Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. There are no listed exceptions. Not for self-defense. Not for food. Not for valor. Not for money, nor for power. Thou shalt not kill. Does a gun serve any other purpose? Any purpose other than to kill? You say a right to a gun means you are free. What twisted kind of freedom is there in taking life? Your freedom has us caught in a weapons race. You believe more guns will somehow keep us safe. You feel you must kill before someone else kills. Before someone else kills. Before someone else kills. The more rounds of ammunition fired, the more lives inevitably lost. And death does not create life. Only life can do that. Can do that. Can do that. I reflect. Something seems painfully defective in our species. What compels us to create tools made only to end the life of another being? Is that our right? Is that our right? To intentionally stop the breath and heartbeat of another sentient life form? I admit, I do not understand those who passionately believe possessing a killing machine is a symbol of their freedom and safety. Is this not illusion? We are broken. We are broken. Our excuses are pitiful. Our explanations belabored and weak. I am weary of it. I conclude. Homo sapiens are sick, mentally ill. There is no sane reason ever to kill. To kill. This dysfunction resides deep in our DNA. For truly, we are so darkly afraid. But where would our civilization be if we'd never begun murdering other beings? Can you imagine? The tranquility? Freedom and rightful dominion. We can heal. Heal this twisted condition that is stealing light from the human soul. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not kill. There are no listed exceptions. Not in a time of war. Not in a time of famine. Not for sport, or revenge, or glory. True courage requires facing one's fears and enemies. Unarmed, standing in the strength of the light. Unafraid. We must trust and be brave. Brave enough to shift this paradigm. Leave the old law of eye for an eye behind. Before we're all hopelessly deaf, dumb, and blind. I would rather be murdered than murder. Is this not the message of the Christ? Is this not the way of Ahimsa? I have a dream. I see piles and piles of weapons surrendered willingly by thousands upon thousands of my brothers and sisters. Guns, rifles, and ammunition all melted down as a symbol of our commitment to evolve. As a symbol of our value for creation, for life. Thou shalt kill. It is not too late. Now is the time to live and remember.